Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Well, hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with Melissa Lucas, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5, and 3, Voice of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday at 10 a.m. instead of 9 due to daylight savings until the spring. Well, today's topic is easy to state but very difficult to achieve, Common Ground. The format for the show is to have me, a staunch, diehard fiscal and constitutional conservative, team up with my right-leaning libertarian co-host and inviting a liberal Democrat slash independent guest to discuss a topic that the guest chooses and spend an hour together in civil discourse. Sounds easy? It's not. Finding guests to participate on the show, broadcasting on a conservative radio station in a conservative majority community, is difficult to say the least. But we have created a safe place for constructive dialogue, and with the help of local Democratic leadership and our team, we're able to bring on guests of varying degrees of and opinions and experiences, allowing us to try to heal our ailing nation and find common ground. So why don't you guys listening today and girls help us by participating in the show, telling your friends about the show so we can grow this into something that we can all be proud of, and to help us feel better about all Americans, even the ones we don't agree with. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about some of our sponsors and the staff that makes the show happen? And please tell our listeners how to reach out to us on Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Talk Radio. And also, Melissa, make sure you introduce our guest today, and let's give our guest a minute to tell us who they are.
All right. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground, right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen to us on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley Needles, and 106.7 right here in Lake Havasu. Today, our operations manager Paul Lavoie is in the house. Our co-creator Red Bull Ronnie is here, as well as our producer Marissa June. You can text in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. I'm also going to do a quick shout-out to our Common Ground sponsors, Blonzi Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, and Neat Pool and Supply. All right, now for our guest. Welcome back, Dr. Paul.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure thing. I'm retired, so you don't even have to call me doctor anymore if you don't want to.
Well, we like doctors.
But you're a clinical psychologist, right?
That's what I was. Yeah, you know, the degrees have kind of faded away, and I don't renew my licenses, but that's what I kind of was.
And you're independent?
I'm an independent as the day is long.
Really? So I'm actually, I was going to correct you on this, but I should let you know probably. I'm a registered Republican.
Okay.
However, I consider myself independent.
Okay.
Not libertarian, not,
I apologize.
I'm more independent. But I am registered as Republican, but I am right leaning. You know, I'm fiscally conservative and, socially liberal kind of. So I'm in the middle.
Well, you know, that is an interesting subject, because me personally, because I'm a constitutionalist, I'm effectively a social libertarian, because I believe that everyone has the right to express themselves freely, to pursue happiness.
Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I'm Republican enough to be like a Republican. because my husband is very, very conservative,
right,
and there's some things that he feels really strongly about that I don't.
Okay.
So common ground is, you know, this is what we're talking about here. And I have an example that I want to talk about that just happened yesterday. So remember, I own a restaurant and a bar in a very, very liberal location in the state of Oregon, in the state capitol, right by the, you know, I'm actually on the same street as the state capitol. So very liberal place.
I thought you were going to say Lake Havasu.
No.
Oh, I'm in the wrong place.
I had an incident happen in my restaurant this weekend.
Okay.
And a customer came in with an ice hat on. Okay.
Interesting.
So now ice, right now Woodburn, Oregon is in a state of emergency because of ice presence. Now this is something that's all over the news up there. I'm sure that you guys are not even aware of this. But the city Woodburn is one or two exits north of me on I-5. So the tensions are very high is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that were in my bar were Hispanic when this person walked in. So he walked into the restaurant side. The restaurant was packed. We didn't have any seating, and the host didn't seat him right away. So he went into the bar. Well, the bartender see the big ice hat on, and he sits at the bar, and he's kind of looking around, leering at the customers. And there's a lot of Hispanic people there. They're getting very uncomfortable. And the bartender calls me and says, there's a man at the bar wearing an ice hat. We don't want to serve him. He's making everybody uncomfortable. There's not one, neither bartender wants to serve him. And so I called my husband because he was at the location. And I said, Mark, and you know, I have this problem. I need you to handle the situation. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? This is the first time I've ever had this happen. And my husband, you know, very supporting of law enforcement,
sure.
Very conservative.
Sure.
And this is a sticky situation because I've got half my bar is Hispanic at the time.
Oh.
And everybody's just looking at this guy who's sitting at the counter with this ice hat on. And again, the guy was leering at everybody. Like he was trying to cause a problem.
Provoke?
Yes, trying to provoke. But he didn't.
Was he overt? Did he say anything?
I don't know because, again, I was not there. I pull up the cameras immediately. I call my husband, the bartender, and I tell the bartender, Mark is there. He's the owner. Go tell him. Let him deal with it because I don't want the bartender causing a scene in front of the other customers.
You're telling them to leave.
Right. And the wordage has to be very careful here because, yes, we do have the right to refuse service. The bartender said, I have the right to refuse service. I'm a bartender. I don't have to serve anybody if I don't want to.
To anyone.
To anyone. I don't have to serve them if I don't want to. That's true. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. However, you can't tell my husband that he can't serve that person as well. So Mark told the bartender it's free country. He's allowed to wear whatever he wants to wear. And then he called me back. What do I do? Meanwhile, I call HR. What do I do? Because I have an HR person. They say, talk to him. Tell him that everybody is uncomfortable because he's there. Tell him that not one of your employees wants to serve him because of his ice hat. But also tell him that you are willing to serve him because you don't want to get in trouble for not serving him.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is sometimes in situations like that, I think the most prudent thing to do is nothing. There are people that just want attention, and they want to engage.
Ignore them.
And that's what
But
I'm
you have
thinking.
To serve them. So, I mean, so
yeah,
you
I
can't,
would serve them.
If you're an employee, you
right.
have to. So I just got a text in that says, was he an ICE agent or an actual ICE supporter? He was not dressed in tactical gear. I don't believe he was an agent.
Okay, right.
I think he was just doing that to
elicit response.
Right.
But so,
yeah.
let's take this a little bit further. Let's say this gentleman walks in the store, in your bar, in your restaurant, wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the difference? The difference is that's a vigilante group that is known for hatred and for, let's just say, not following the law and being anti-government. And they walk in with the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, they're looking for trouble. Okay. They're going to elicit huge responses. ICE is a government policing agency.
I'm aware.
Yeah, so
again, though, the city right next door to us is in a state of emergency because of ICE presence, and this is all over the news.
No, I get that. But so ICE presence alone, okay, so let me try to wrap myself around this. The presence of a official government policing agency is enough to get a state of emergency. But at the same time, were there riots in your town during the George Floyd period? Were there protests and riots?
Portland was on fire for 100 days.
And did the state of emergency exist because of the police being there? They were there to help put out fires?
We were in a state of emergency for years because of the pandemic.
Right. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is you got a person coming in a restaurant. It's clear that they knew that they were going to elicit a response. They were there to look for not necessarily trouble, but to get attention to themselves.
It worked. Yeah. So
how did you resolve
it? So my husband went into the bar, and he told the gentleman, I'm sorry, none of my bartenders want to serve you because of your hat. I support you. I don't want a customer to come in here for breakfast. I'm going to feed them. And I will take your food order if you're hungry, and encourage you to get it to go, because many of the customers are very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And the bartender came up and said very loudly and rudely, I don't have to serve him. I don't want to serve him. I have the right to refuse service. And made him, he said, you know what, if it's going to be, if she feels that strongly about it, and half the bar is staring at him. Like, it was
a scene.
It was a scene at that point. He said, I'll pay for my coffee. And Mark said, that's okay, I got it, you know, and he left. We had to put it in the book. And then I had to talk to my managers. Okay, this is how the next day I met with the managers. You know, how do we handle the situation if it happens again? I do think that drawing attention, that my HR person was correct in letting him know that, look, your presence with what you're wearing is making everyone uncomfortable. Maybe turn the hat around or
can I argue with you about that? Can
yeah, I disagree with that 100%.
You shouldn't tell them?
No.
I wouldn't either.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't give them the attention that they're looking for.
I think that's...
Well, they're looking for you to respond just like
but
that.
But you've got people that are drinking alcohol in your bar that are really, really...
MAGA hats. What's it if somebody comes in with a MAGA hat?
They don't wear those there. I don't know.
Oh, well, what if somebody did?
They would get served.
Yeah.
And what's the difference? I don't know. So I guess it would depend on the person that's serving, because that's another thing is you can't do that. You can't say, I'm not going to serve you because you have a Biden shirt on or a Trump shirt on.
I agree.
And so when this happened, I didn't really know what to do because it was the first time it did happen. And so that's why I called and asked for advice. And I've got all of these people here. These that are very, again, you're talking really high tensions, state of emergency because of ICE. This is a unique situation.
Yeah.
And people, it's like the burning of the Teslas. It's like that.
So but Melissa, it's a personal thing for you because it directly affected you and your business. I could see it in your eyes. And I get that. What I'm having trouble with is if you go watch on TV at a football game, for example, and you have everyone in this one side of the stadium dressed in the local teams and the home team's jerseys, and then the one person is wearing an away team jersey, and they're sitting there in the middle of this crowd, and they stand out like a sore thumb, and everybody's staring at them. But they're not doing anything wrong. But I have seen fights and telling people to leave the game that they paid money for to get in, wearing the wrong clothes. At what point do we just say enough is enough and let people be the way they are? The people who are uncomfortable in your restaurant, I get that. There's a lot of tension, like you said, a state of emergency. But at the same time, that hat was stitched up by somebody in China probably and is being worn on the head of a person who they don't know. They don't know what his intentions are. They don't know what he represents or who he is. He's just a person wearing a freaking hat.
And you know what is of all of this? The Turning Point released a video of Charlie Kirk right after this happened.
Okay.
And Charlie Kirk was wearing an ICE hat. And he was talking about how we have to keep talking.
Yes.
And that how you can't stop talking about what common ground is.
That's why we're here today.
Like why we're here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what happens in the situation. This looks like a good time to take a commercial. You guys, shoot us a text and let me know what you think. Like, what would you do if you were me? At 928-727-5566 or call us in at 928-854-KNTR.
106.7, 5 and 3, Common Ground.
Voice of the Free.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.75 in 3, Voice of the Free. What do you got for us, Marissa?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to some of our sponsors, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse. Mouth-watering steaks in a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Next, we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. And lastly, for this section, we have shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And I just quick want to say this, we're doing a little bit of a Queen dedication today, because yesterday in 1991, we lost rock legend Freddie Mercury.
Well, thank you, Marissa. All right, back to the show. Dr. Paul, what are your thoughts on my situation?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Really, what I believe in is this. It's kind of an acronym named TOM, T-O-M. And TOM stands for Trust Only Movement. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they wear. I don't care how they move. I don't care who's in whose place. My feeling is I'm going to trust their movement. If they come in and they pick a fight, that's where I draw a line. If they come in and they bump into somebody, or they're waving a gun, or they're doing something that basically says you're in danger, or I need to put my red flags out, I'm going to deal with that. But more and more, see, we're talking today, I think, about what brings us here. And what brings us here is a couple of things, in my estimation. We are dumbing down. We're a pretty stupid society at this point in time.
Agreed.
In my opinion. All of our educational standards, math, science, what, they are collapsing.
Right.
And so we have a pretty dumb populace.
In Oregon, they just lowered the standards. There's no more academic testing to graduate.
It's a
participation diploma.
It's so frustrating. And so for me, when I see somebody that just basically wants attention, it's kind of like, you know.
I don't want to give it to them.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
if
the answer.
They want to engage, and if they want to talk, and if they want to be reasonable, great. But as soon as the yelling starts, or the threat starts, or the I'm smarter than you starts,
right,
or they come in, they're going to lecture me, I would prefer to pass on that kind of thing, because I think we just need some good dialogue between us all.
Right.
Like you, I'm an independent. There's no problem I don't believe we could solve if we were nonpartisan. If we would just go across the aisle and basically say, let's solve the problem.
The rise of the silent majority.
Yeah, it was in Johnson's day. And when we talk about Tip O'Neill and Reagan.
What about Taylor Greene, too?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very fascinating conversation.
It really is.
Yes.
The fracture in MAGA is getting bigger.
Yeah. No, it's not. Hold on a second.
It is.
It is getting bigger, but you got to look at the big picture. It's in both parties. They're fracturing across the board. Mm-hmm. The political parties as we know them today are not going to be in place in five years or even less. It's splintering and fracturing.
Which I think is probably a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Because we need to redesign ourselves.
See, we just found common ground on that.
See, I want to, and that's what we're going to do today, I think, is to talk about how we get to common ground. See, I want, and I believe I'm as Republican as any of you are. If I go back to, do I believe what Lincoln stood for when he basically said to us, a house will
divided.
Not stand if it's divided. You know, he told us that a long time ago. Great, I'm a Republican. If in a Democratic way, if Kennedy says to us, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do, I'm a Democrat. I want good ideas, and I'll go anywhere to get those good ideas. And I resent the folks that just want to put us in a little category and say, this is who you are, this is what you are, this is what you believe. I'll go across the aisle, and I want a candidate that basically their first tenet really is not that you're stupid and I'm smart. It's that, listen, you know, we're all reasonable people here. Let's get together and focus on problems.
I want to do a quick closeout on the issue that you're having and a suggestion on ways of handling it going forward. You need to have, of course, a HR meeting to discuss delineate terms and policy for your restaurant for the community.
I did. I did with my managers. If I would have been there, it would have gone down differently. I do know that.
Can I interrupt you?
Sure.
What happened to just being civil? I mean,
right.
You got to have a
civil
meeting.
Discourse.
I did.
You got to have a meeting to teach people how to be civil?
In our current situation, yes, because people have been blindly led down a pathway of uncivility.
And that's an important part. We're all brainwashed. We're all being led around by the nose, by groups that have a vested interest in going a certain way.
I can prove that point real simple.
Okay.
Real simple.
Okay.
I have a hat that I had a series of hats made. I have an antique business. I have a MAGA hat that I wear frequently. Make antiques great again.
Okay.
Doesn't say make America great again.
Right.
Make antiques. But as soon as people see a red hat with white writing, they automatically assume it's MAGA hat.
Yeah.
And I'm a MAGA guy.
Right.
Well, I am a MAGA guy, but the point is the hat. They don't take the time to even read it. They immediately get signals.
Right.
The person wearing the ice hat in your restaurant was looking to elicit those responses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could have said Miller Ice or
right.
You know, like a beer
right.
a beer thing, but
they
saw ice.
There was a Hispanic lady sitting right next to him at the bar, and after he left, she said to my husband, "Thank you for making that guy leave." And Mark said, "I didn't make him leave. I was going to serve him." And then she said, "Traitor." And she just got really upset. And then there was a table of Hispanic people right behind her that they left after that happened. And because he said that. And then my manager said to me, we had regular customers walk out and leave because he said that he would feed him. And they said they're not coming back. And so, I mean, what do you do? You know, it's a tightrope that you're walking on. And the last thing we needed was him to go outside and film in his ice hat. You know, I didn't get served because I was wearing this hat. So at least
that's what he was looking
for. So we offered to serve him, and Mark said, "I support you. I will serve you. But no, all my employees are liberals, and they don't want to." So it's a very uncomfortable situation to be in. And I think that the guy understood as the owner that, like, what a position he was putting us in, because he did walk into a room full of Hispanic people that are drinking and having breakfast and having a great time, and it's silent, you know, when he walks in.
Okay.
And he's, like, glaring
and
at all of them.
Listen, what I would have done, and it's not second-guessing you. You did the best you could with what you had.
Right.
But I think what I would have done is walked around the bar and basically say, "What's your order? Let me do the serving here.
Somebody's texted in. Sounds like you need a new bartender.
Hello, caller, you're on the air at Common Ground KNTR Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you. I'm part of a mixed marriage. I married a Navajo lady. We were up at the gorge, the Columbia River Gorge, going to a restaurant. We went to a restaurant. They wouldn't serve us because they have... obviously, they're against Native Americans.
Well, that's horrifying.
Disgusting.
What?
Of course. No, it's present day. This was 5 years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Also, I'm still a teacher. I'm a sub-teacher now.
Yeah.
I've been teaching since 1977. I've seen out of California, Arizona, Nevada, and Hawaii. I've seen bias everywhere. I've seen... Native Hawaiians beat up white students in
Caller,
front of me.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What would you like to see America be?
It was very simple.
Yeah. Well, tell us. Because we're looking for common ground. How would you like to see it work?
Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Evaluate the character.
Yeah, content of the character, not the color of their skin.
Right.
Now, you mentioned Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for 10 years. I was a Haole. I would never be anything but a Haole. And that's just the way it was. But
right.
What happened to you with your wife in a restaurant in this day and age, considering that the tri-state area is populated by a large group of Native Americans?
Oh, yeah. No. I even teach Native Americans. I've taught all over Arizona. I taught Apache, Mojave, Navajo. I taught everybody. Fort Thomas over on Safford side. So I have no bias. In fact, I encourage them, and I wish they would live their potential. Presently, we go to Lake Havasu City.
There you go.
No problem.
There is no problems here on that. I've never seen anything like that happen here.
No, I haven't either. No, I've seen a little of it in Bullhead, a little bit in Kingman.
Caller, wouldn't you like to see it be something like you just talked about, the content of the character kind of a deal?
Exactly.
But basically, what would happen here is rather than having horror stories about how different people were treated badly, that we look and say, what is this country founded on? You know,
exactly.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and, you know, all the elements that we used to talk about in terms of we can disagree without being disagreeable.
I memorized
You know,
that.
It seems like we're just inevitably saying, boy, you got a horror story? I got one, too. And, boy,
I
went
to
such
a... Yeah,
yeah. And you get so tired of that because we're not focusing on solutions.
Yeah,
I'll tell you as a psychologist what I used to do in a group of people.
Yeah.
I'd say you got 10 minutes to, excuse my language, maybe you wouldn't even let me say this, but you got 10 minutes to bitch or complain or problem or put the problem out.
Put it aside.
Then you got 50 minutes to get it solved. And I want to stop hearing all the complaining and all the bad news, I want to hear solutions.
Right.
And that's what we're here to do today.
I'm here. I'm actually completing a doctorate
Good
in cognition
you.
And instruction now at GCU.
Great.
I have no problems, but I'm going to start fixing the system.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing together, and I appreciate your call, and you
awesome.
Have yourself
you
a wonderful day.
Thank
right.
you.
All right,
Spicoli. And I got a couple of texts here, too. One says, MAGA isn't fractured, neither are the Democrats. The voters are finding out that they're not conservative enough or liberal enough to fit in either party. The mainstream media loves to push the narrative that MAGA is fractured, thinking it hurts Donald Trump.
I'm gonna lay it out as simple as I can. I appreciate the text, but I got to tell you something. The parties are... Hold on. To our person who just gave that text, our parties are fractured. We have different factions. We have in the Senate, in the House, in the populace, we have people who are too far to the right, too far to the left, in the middle. We have factions in the Democratic Party that are splintering. We have factions in the conservative Republican Party that are fracturing. It's a natural state of affairs when you have a country this size. Countries this size, but I appreciate the text, and we'll get back to you here on Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the free.
Cabinet, let the cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, building.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-KNTR. Marissa, what you got?
All right, going to give a shout-out to our last two sponsors that makes this show possible to bring to you. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And lastly, we have Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive.
Awesome. Thank you, Marissa.
We're back.
We are back. I'm talking about Common Ground here. And you know what? The balloon can only get so big. Something's got to give. We have to find common ground. We have to be able to talk about stuff and
Dr. Paul,
get along.
You suggested the topic, and we kind of deviated a little bit because of a reasonably important situation that happened to our co-host. But just to stoke the fires a little bit, the whole purpose for this show is to get people together to talk about things that we might not agree on completely, but we can maybe find a scintilla of agreement on certain areas, come to the center a little bit, deviate from our original opinions on things, and be convinced that there's a better way together instead of apart. Now, Dr. Paul, you brought up this subject, so common ground. How do we find common ground with people who've been brainwashed, in many cases, into believing that the people with differing opinions are the enemy?
Well, I think we need to do what we're doing right now, is we need to be rational and talking to each other. See, small groups where we don't have any pretense, we don't have any labels, we're not hiding behind anything, we're just saying there's a problem, let's put our heads together and solve it. It's going to be in very small ways. The answers are either going to come from the bottom up or the top down. Right now, they're not coming from the top down, I don't think. They're going to need to come from the bottom up. And basically, it's going to mean a lot of people who just get together and say, listen, I'm not going to focus on differences anymore. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm this and you're that and I'm smart and you're dumb. It's people sitting together and saying, what do we want this country to be? And if you've got any doubt about it, you ask Scott Goodman about what does the Constitution say? Do we really believe in freedom of speech? Oh, let's hear what that's all about. Do we really believe that people have a right to bear arms? And maybe there's some things there. But we go back to what we're built on. And really what we were built on is we went through a civil war and we understood the price of division. Now what we're doing is we're sitting down, we're saying, let's get our obstacles out of the way and start solving problems. There's very little of that. You know, for me, for example, there was five or six major things that I wanted to see addressed recently. One was the deficit. I talked to you about that before.
Sure.
I watched every debate. I've talked to people about it. Hardly even mentioned. We are mentioning things that are so obscure, and they're just imaginary problems. They're things that you say, my goodness, why in the world are we focusing on these small things and we're not touching the big things? It drives me wacky.
Well, it's real simple. The reality is this. The media holds up a ball on the right-hand side, and you're staring at this ball on the screen. When all the stuff's going on in the left, it's like misdirection.
It's exactly what it is.
And that's what's happening. We've had this misdirection. But I want to clarify something. The whole point of us doing this, I love my liberal brothers and sisters as much as I love my conservative brothers and sisters. We have to understand that every human being that walks this earth has different ways of thinking. In different ways of doing things. We can't hate somebody and despise somebody because they don't think the way they do or act the way or look the way you do.
Yeah,
the
so
hat in the bar.
Right.
Scott, let me put out something that's going to drive you guys crazy. I am more conservative than you are.
On which topic?
That's a good question. But, you know, when recent events took place, I would always look for how do we keep things, why don't we go back to the basics? That's a conservative. I don't want a lot of change. If you ask me to nominate somebody for an elected office, I don't want anybody charismatic. I don't want them to solve every problem in one day. I don't want them to say, you know, like I'm going to come in, I'm going to do this and this and this. I want a participatory democracy. And what that means to me is that I'm willing to accept you, and you'll hopefully accept me. We put our heads together, and we solve some problems.
I agree.
Right now, what's happening is just the opposite of that. It's just we're going to tear each other apart about nothing.
Exactly.
These are not important issues.
I think Marissa June has something she
wants
to say.
Yes, I do. So it's exactly about the basically people can't have opinions anymore. I've had a lot of this with my generation. A lot of my generation, you know, a little more woke, you would call it. But I was in this group chat, and they were talking about some of the gender stuff. I won't go too much into it. And I just said, well, I don't really understand. I don't agree with it. And then I was immediately villainized by them that, oh, my God, you're a horrible person. You're a homophobe. You're this. You're that. You're that. You're that. And they just attacked me ever since I said that. They attacked me every time I would pop up in the group chat that I was just a horrible person because I had a different opinion than them.
Do you know why?
And shame on them.
Do you know why? It's real simple. Look at the gun analogy. There's trigger words. There's trigger conversations.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We need to file the darn
trigger
down.
Trigger hats.
Yeah.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Right.
There's also liberal derangement syndrome. Have you seen the LDS term going around?
Not yet, but I'm sure I'll hear it.
Oh, no, it's a thing. And I don't know. There are some people that are just, when you find out that the person is from the opposite side, there just is no talking.
But here's the important part. The important part is I believe personally, and my listeners, I hope you agree, there's probably 15, maybe even as high as 20% on both sides that you're never, ever, ever going to make any progress on. They're so set in their ways, they will not deviate from their mindset and their processes and their beliefs. However, there's 60 or 70% in the middle that are at least reasonably amenable to the idea of common ground, of working together to make a better America. Listen, we're not going to have two Americas. We're not going to have liberal America. We're not going to have conservative America. We have America. And right now, as it sits this exact moment in time, we're falling apart.
We are. Yep. Right.
Financially, socially, politically, we're in a bad spot.
100%.
So either fix the darn problem or let it fall apart and see what happens and see what the debris.
That's what I mean by the balloon can only get so big.
So
got to give.
So to our listeners, what are your thoughts on your friends and family who you don't agree with? Do you have problems talking to them? Do you, as we approach Thanksgiving in less than 48 hours, are you going to be comfortable sitting at a table with someone who's politically diametrically opposed to what you are politically? Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that? Because you know what? I am.
Right.
I love to hear the differing opinions.
Bringing up politics and religion on the Thanksgiving day.
Well, that is another story.
Yeah.
You shouldn't necessarily bring up, like at a poker table, you don't talk religion and politics at poker.
Scott, let me give you an example of a phrase while we're waiting for folks that might want to talk about this. I heard a phrase today that I thought, this is amazing. They were talking about jobs in the future that somebody might prepare themselves for and say, these people make a lot of money. And basically the job I've never heard of, but it was described as a conflict entrepreneur. And it was saying all over the world right now, you have people that are on the internet using AI. And basically what they're doing is to get hits, is they're just stirring controversy.
They just
pick fights everywhere. So as an entrepreneurs, they're making a tremendous amount of money and they're in foreign countries saying, basically, let's cause you two to argue. And see, what we need to do, I think, is the exact opposite of that.
Well,
but what sells? Sells is the vision.
Blood sells.
You know, if you want
peace is not really good for
ratings.
Yeah, so, I see it all the time.
So I don't know how many of our listeners and how many of our people here are use X. Okay, they just recently, like the last 48 to 72 hours, initiated a identifier to tell the people that when you're logging in, where the people you're looking at, where they're from.
Well, that's awesome.
So you have people who, I saw them on United America, is their tag, and they're from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who are fomenting discourse, bad, negative discourse, pretending to be patriots, American patriots, hashtag kind of thing.
Right.
And they're not. These are people from foreign countries, China, all over the place, that are doing exactly what Dr. Paul said, stirring up crap.
The Dana Lash Show right here on KNTR last night was talking about that.
Well,
yeah, and we've got something right here in our state that's staring us in the face that we'll talk about all these other things. And, you know, our brother, really, Mark Kelly.
Right.
Oh.
And,
yes.
And Miss Green.
I was just talking about Mark Kelly and Miss Green this morning.
I think we have to have a break.
Okay.
And when we get back from our wonderful break, we can talk about Mark Kelly and the statement made by the sixth sitting politicians.
Right, from right here in Arizona. 106.5 and 3.
What about 7?
Okay, and 7.
Common ground. We'll look forward to hearing from you, hopefully, after the break.
Voice of the Free. Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Sitting here with Scott Goodman and Dr. Paul, talking about finding some common ground. So I think that we have definitely all decided that we need to, that America needs to come together. And across the table today when you're sitting, or Thursday when you're sitting across the table from your friends and family, maybe you guys could talk about this.
Yeah.
And
we want to talk about what unites us, not what divides us.
What brings us forward?
We want to focus on a solution.
Right.
Yeah.
How can we move forward and come together.
And the blessing here, see, is I've never seen so many people involved in politics as I have right now about what kind of a country do you really want to have. And they've looked at the things that are happening and saying, we know this isn't going to work.
Right.
You know, we've got to do something different. And really, you know, like it stares us in the face.
I wish that every day was Thanksgiving Day at my other restaurant. Because Salem is so, it's such a liberal place, you know. Yeah. And on Thanksgiving Day, we open our doors and feed anybody in need for free. Last year, that restaurant served over 300 people. And it's funny that people tomorrow, if they come in with an ice hat or if they come in with a MAGA hat, nobody's going to care. Good. They're there for the food and the free dinner, and it doesn't, people that we've 86'd even, they come on that day.
Yeah.
It's all the people from all the places.
And I'm interested in what they do. If they, I don't care what hat they wear. If they come in, right. They come in with an open heart, and they come in, they want to serve somebody, and they want to offer something
and
good
for
them.
And it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful day.
So trust-only movement.
Right.
That's your slogan.
Right.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt that says that. Trust-only movement.
Right.
We don't care what they, you know, about. They can think what they want. They can even yak-yak with people that disagree.
I have been trying for years to lead by example with the free meal for the people in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm the only restaurant in Salem, Oregon that does it. Lake Havasu has several, though.
We have to read this text because I am floored by it.
Okay.
I appreciate the text coming in, but then I have to answer this one.
Okay, this one says, who cares about finding common ground? The left and the right will forever be at odds. We've hit a turning point in our nation. There is no return. We have to cut off the people in our lives that mean to destroy our country and our lives, whether they know it or not. The less power we give them, the less platforming we give them, the less time we give them. And let's stick to protecting and representing constitutional values. It's the only way towards a better, stronger America.
Can you imagine anything dumber than that?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to defend the person who texted.
A lot of things.
Time out. I'm going to discuss this specifically.
That just pisses me off.
Well, hold on. I'm going to defend this person who texted because, in my mind, I disagreed with just about everything there. But at the very end, he came around to saying this is what we should do going forward. But in reference to cutting off people who are destroying America, so to speak, paraphrasing, yeah, that's the 5%, the 3%, the ones that are paid protesters, right. Agitators. These are people, fringe dwellers. 90% of the people that exist in our country are not fomenting violence. These are people who disagree.
Right.
But we need to find common ground.
However, though, for your own mental health, if there is somebody that's very, very toxic in your life,
cut them out.
Cut them out.
Yeah. Agreed.
I agree with that, my friend, whoever texted
there
that.
There will always be.
This gentleman, if I was to see him, I'd just walk away.
And
you know,
even
it's like
if
a, you know,
their family, them. Sometimes that happens. Where you have people in your family that are so toxic.
What he's saying is a little different. He's saying there's no point in trying to find common ground. There is no common ground with the ultra fringe on both sides. There's no common ground. They have to be willing.
They have to be willing to give some.
You have to give and take. We're here for the 70%. There's people we're just never going to get to. I get that, and I appreciate the text.
The silent majority.
I really believe
that there is the silent majority is the middle.
Do you?
I do.
I hope so.
I do.
The
pendulum has swung too far to the right and too far to the left.
Well, think about this. You brought up a valid point. The largest majority of voters in our voting bloc in our country is independents. The largest voting bloc is independent.
Are you independent? So I'm still registered Republican, but I should change.
Independent. And hold on. Let me rephrase that. Independent in thinking. Okay. They may be registered one way or the other.
Right. Yeah.
But their voting and their thinking and their mindsets are more independent.
I really hope so.
I with other people disagreeing with me, I love my liberal brothers and sisters, but I'm going to continue to vote down ticket Republican until I see. Until I see a change. Hey, it's just that's who I am.
Well,
and love me for who I am, Dr. Paul, and I love you for who you are. I may be wrong. I don't believe I'm wrong. Show me a different way, and I'll go that way.
You're arguing to stay in a box and say I'm going to stay in this little box, and I'm going to basically just kind of ride through life in this little.
The alternative for me would be to vote, let's say, Democrat.
No.
Okay, I voted for Bill Clinton in the second term.
How about this? How about you vote for a person?
I do. Find me
a person.
Find me a Democratic like candidate that. Okay. that I can believe in, and I would probably vote for that person.
There's a lot of them. But if John F. Kennedy ran again, Mr. Kennedy, and he was a Democrat, would you vote for him? Did you like Kennedy?
I might have done that. Okay, I openly admitted I voted for Clinton in the second term.
Who was running against him, I suppose. I mean, when it was Trump and Hillary, it was, the lesser of the evil.
Well, listen, I call him the evil of two lessers, actually. But listen, we only have about a minute left, and I just want to address Thanksgiving coming up here in 2 days. How about this? How about hug and love someone who you disagree with this Thanksgiving? How about being peaceful and being contrite and being accepting of other people's opinion over this Thanksgiving? Let's find love instead of hate. Let's find understanding over anger. You know, let's just try to bond together with the commonality of family, friends, and Americans. I mean, how hard is that to do? I just don't see why we can't just do that. Yeah. Hug a liberal, hug a conservative today, you know? I mean, it's that simple. Let's just love each other. And respect the differing of opinions. Agreed?
Right, without
agreed. Common ground?
Freaking out.
Right.
Common ground.
Well, there you go.
I'll drink to that. Where's my cocktail?
Well, I hope everybody enjoys
their
Thanksgiving, and thank you for coming on board with us for another show of Common Ground.
Find something to be thankful for.
I have a little wrap-up statement, actually. Going back to that text, we're not always going to be able to get everyone on board, but we have to try.
Absolutely. Right. Agree, Marissa.
We're
Thank
still
you.
Trying.
Common Ground, KNTR Talk Radio, 106.75 and 3.
Voice of the free.
Bye now.
See you next Tuesday. You're going to take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.